some very close friends of ours have a daughter that was born with arthrogryposis, a severe congenital joint contracture that kept her arms and legs from straightening. The girl is a warrior and has battled through countless surgeries. One of her many operations was very risky, and there was only one procedure that could fix the joints in her arms. I can't imagine that pressure. They met with a skilled surgeon and noticed, coincidentally, that his last name was the name of the procedure. They asked him about it, and the doctor laughed and said, "Well, yes, I invented that procedure." The anxiety and pressure were intense, but meeting with the creator of the only procedure that could save their daughter's arms must have been so comforting when they felt they had no place else left to turn. Have you felt alone and isolated against the pressure of the world? Have you perhaps felt life pushing you into a corner with no place left to turn? Well, this meditation from Revelation chapter 4 will help you remember that when the world pushes against you, God is the creator of that same world. I hope this time enables you to remember that nothing happens in all of creation without the knowledge and will of the creator of creation. So to begin, whether at first morning light or the last shadows of evening, allow the next 15 minutes to be a sanctuary to rest in the presence of your creator, the God who was, is, and is to come. But for now, allow your breathing to become gentle and your eyes to close. And settle deeper into wherever you are. Start to center on this safe place, this time of stability, and a few moments of silent reflection, believing in the power of Elohim, the God of creation. Continue in this time of divine awareness by listening and then responding to this passage from Colossians chapter 1. And as I lead us, respond, Creator God, you are worthy to be praised. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth. Creator God, you are worthy to be praised. By him all things were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. And Creator God, you are worthy to be praised. All things were created and exist through him, that is by his activity, and for him. Creator God, you are worthy to be praised. For a moment longer, linger in silence, contemplating the peace of being safe. Rest here secure in the presence of God, the creator of creation. God, the creator of you. This meditation is a time to reflect on being secure, but do you ever feel vulnerable and unsafe? Well, for a moment, take note of any unfastened feelings of uncertainty. Scan your body for a moment, from head to toe. Where do you feel pressure, the pushing of the world? Where do you feel the world forcing itself upon you or backing you into a corner? understand it may cause some anxiety, but be at peace, my friend. You are safe here, sheltered in the overcoming presence of God, God the creator of creation. So shift your balance and begin to center there. Center too on your breathing. Take several deep belly breaths in through your nose. Hold for a moment. And now slowly release it through your mouth. Center on the gift of each breath you take. Acknowledge the power of the Holy Spirit within each breath. Be aware of the sheltering presence of God within each breath. Even as you center on the overcoming presence of God, you may still feel the world pressing against you, but don't fight against the pressure. I give you permission to feel it. But remember, those pressures aren't of God, so allow them to flow through you without effort as you center back on your breathing and whisper the words, Creator God, you are worthy to be praised. Now continue as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage from Revelation chapter 4 verse 11 is a prophetic letter written by the Apostle John. But for now, imagine these words from John to you as a reminder of the sovereignty of God, the Creator of creation. My dear friend in the faith, when the world seems to be pushing against you, remember that your Lord and God are worthy to receive the glory and the honor and the power, for they created all things, and because of them, all things exist and were created and brought into being. What word spoke to you? Well, listen once more for how the passage now affects you. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power, for you created all things, and because of your will, they exist and were created and brought into being. What deeper meaning did you hear? Well, take this next minute for that to become your contemplation. Listen once more, but now reflect even deeper on this truth as you contemplate on this wider passage from the New King James Version. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, then the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him, the one who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What became more clear after listening? Well, let this be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third expanded divine reading from the New Living Translation, reflect on the passage as a prayer. And Lord, by your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I worship you, the one sitting on the throne. You, the one who lives forever and ever. I lay down all that the world says is mine before the throne and say, you are worthy, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and all things exist because you created what you pleased. I proclaim this truth now in the name of your Son, our Savior and my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So what is your next step towards God now in prayer? Well, take this next minute for this passage to become yours in a time of personal prayer, and take all the time that you need. While resting in imaginative contemplation, I want you to find yourself in the story found in the fourth chapter of Mark. Imagine yourself in a fishing boat with Jesus and his disciples as evening comes to close. Jesus tells you to take the boat and steer it to the other side of the lake. But soon, a fierce storm comes up, high waves breaking into the boat, and it soon begins to fill with water. You turn around to see Jesus sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples soon wake him up, shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" When Jesus wakes up, he turns and then rebukes the wind and says to the waves, "Silence, be still." And suddenly, the wind stops. And there's a great calm. Then he asks you, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Jesus falls back to sleep, and you can hear the disciples asking, "Who is this man? Even the wind and waves obey him." For this next minute, feel yourself abiding in the strong presence of your Creator, remaining in his protective arms. Yes, you can feel the pushing of the waves, but feel too the security of his presence. He He knows each wave. He created the oceans. So remain there, safe behind the pulsing forces of the world. As you navigate your day, be mindful of moments where you feel the pressure of the world pressing against you. What shelter has God created to protect you from the world? And consider how God might work through you to create a shelter that someone else is seeking. Ponder that as you receive this prayer of blessing, to remember that your Lord and God are worthy to receive the glory and the honor and the power. For they created all things, and because of them, all things exist and were created and brought into being. So may you now know the glory of Christ, the wise guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the glory of God today and always. And whether at first or last light, remain here in this divine retreat as long as you can, whispering, Creator God, you are worthy to be praised. Rest here now, known by the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.